Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in my new studio working on setting some things up. And we're just going to be talking about how to get your book published. What should you do? What are the plans for it? And how you move forward with getting your book published and getting your books out there for people. So let's play the intro. And let's get this started. Okay, guys?
You are now entering the Ultimate Entrepreneur Experience, the I Am Unique podcast. We talk about business, lifestyle, fitness, health, and mindset. Everything that surrounds you being a successful business owner. Hosted by yours truly, Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Teaching you about marketing and lifestyle. Let's get ready to make this money. Thank you for joining my podcast, and I appreciate you being here. Please like and share this podcast with everybody around.
Hello. Tonight's topic is how to get your book published. How do you get a publishing deal? How do you extend your marketing? What do you do to get a publishing deal? We're going to have a special guest coming on tonight and talking to her about that. So if you have a book and you want to write a book, this would be the place for you to be. The holidays are coming up, and making sure that you have an extra stream of income. A book is always an awesome extra stream of income for you and your business. So I want to make sure that you have the right tools to do the things that you need to do to get your book published. So, hello guys, this is I Am Unique Wright. Texting a guest. So this is Diane Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and I wanted to tell you about how to get your book published. That is the topic for tonight, and we're going to be discussing that. We're going to bring in one of my publisher or a person who is going to teach me how to publish my book, and we're going to bring her into the room in a second and talk to her. So the things that we've been going through. And I'm going to tell you about the 5 steps you need to do to get your book published. And let me put my airplane mode on this phone because somebody starts calling me. Before you actually get your book published, you have to make sure you have a proposal done. And that's the hardest part about it. So you have to kind of write out what you want your book to be about, different things that's going to be happening in the book. Are you doing a series of books? And these are the things that you're going to pitch to the editors of your book or the publishing companies of your book. So I want to go through my 5 steps that I've had. So my first step is making sure you have a great outline of the book and what the chapters are going to bring to you. That is the first part. Then the second part is telling them a little bit more about what you're bringing to the table, who you are, you know, what your experiences is. I wonder why this is paused. This one. who you are, what your experiences is, and how you plan to be in effect. Why should they give you the publishing deal? I'm not sure why Instagram is acting like this. I'm sorry for those people on Instagram. But anyway, so number one is making sure you have an outline in your book. Number two is making sure that you have a bio written up by yourself, a professional bio. Make sure you have professional pictures of what you need to have, you know, you're done. The cool part about your book publishing deal is that you will get, you will make your money from the publishing company. So once you have this formula put in place, the publishing company will help you put your book together. I'm going to have to end this. Disclose. Let's try this again. Because it is not working. All right. Let's try Instagram again. It was not allowing me to do what I needed to do. You're so sleepy. Oh, goodness. Excuse me. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is making sure that you get your book published in the right way, getting it to distribution and manufacturers, taking it to the next level, making sure that you have an outline, a protocol, a synopsis of what your book is talking about. Those are the things that you're going to want to put in place when you are... I know what happened. When you are putting your book together. So, there we go. There we go. Did she come up? So we're going to be talking. Hey. Hey, Nula.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't get in. That was driving me nuts. It kept just, I pressed the thing and it just kept flashing off the screen.
Oh, no.
I can't at the absolute wrong time. So sorry, Lee.
Yeah, okay. So we're just talking about, you know, the steps you need to do to get your book published and the things that you need to know. So, here, let's see which is better. So I wanted you to, you know, tell people who you are and about your services. Sorry.
Do you want me to share the room?
No. I mean, you can, but it's a listen only.
Okay. So well, that's perfect. Is my sound okay?
Yes, your sound is perfect. We'll go ahead whenever you are ready. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Your sound is perfect. You can go ahead whenever you're ready. We're just talking about who you are and then what do you do? And how you help people get their book published.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Nick, for inviting me on your show. It's a privilege, and I'm really enjoying the course that I'm attending with you, so learning things all the time. Yes, my name is Nula Norton, and I'm a journalist of 30 years background. I'm also a twice published show of author with Frank House, and a lecturer in writing and journalism. So where I came to the course was because over all these years I've been really frustrated to see all the really good publishable authors that I know and whose books haven't got a publishing deal, but so they're selling it on the website like 6 books a week or something like that, when it really should be on the shelves. So over the COVID period, I've shifted quite a lot. I've gone into broadcasting, I've gone into voiceover. I'm still doing journalism, and I was looking for interesting stories. But I thought that's been a great opportunity for me to think about how I can help people to get published, because there is a knack to it, and I've tracked it. So I've done it twice, and I want to share it with others. I want to share it with as many writers as possible. So I'm working, so I'm about to launch a course, and the debut course will be, it'll consist of a webinar, free webinar, which will tell you what to expect on the course, and where you can decide to sign up or not. And the course will cover the one specific, absolutely huge, heavyweight boxer of a blockage that's in your way, that's standing between you and the shelves that your book should be on. So interrupt me anytime you like, you know, but because I can ramble on quite a bit.
You're fine, Nola. You ramble as much as you want to. She is in the you're in the UK, right?
I'm in the UK. It's 2:20 in the morning, so I especially made sure I would wake up and get to your show, just because of the privilege of being your guest. So thanks very much. So that's the one thing that's getting in the way of you and your dream publisher is your proposal. Presuming you can write, right? You need to prove that you can write. But you don't have to. You don't have to be specially grammatically correct or, you know, write kind of BBC America English. Some of my favourite books are ones that are written in the vernacular, just in the way that the author would speak normally to me. And sometimes I find that actually comes out off the page, and the words are almost speaking to you, in your ears, kind of a thing. But there's one thing that a lot of people don't know. Right, it's a kind of a secret. But I'm telling everyone. That when you write, there's a big difference, as we know, but in publishing terms, there's a big difference between writing a fictional book, a novel, crime series, or anything like that, and writing a non-fiction book, which includes autobiography, which I would urge everyone to start journaling right now, for the sake of leaving a legacy to your great grandkids. But so, when you're writing a fictional book, you have to have written the book from start to finish, as polished as you can, and with the end, and you don't leave the end, like, start jumping off a cliff and saying, you know, you have to actually say how the book ends as well. And if there's a twist, that's all got to go in. Now, before a publisher or a literary agent, which you might want, we'll look at a fictional book, it has to be completed with a synopsis and a proposal and all the other stuff that goes with it, and your credentials. And your credentials can just be, I'm good at this, you know, read my book. But when you are writing a non-fiction book, so you could do a historical thing, a local history, American Indian history, Scottish history, or your own autobiography, or a self-improvement book. Self-improvement is like a billion dollar industry. There are now huge publishing houses that only publish anything to do with self-improvement or self-education, development, and mental health issues, everything, educational, and they don't touch anything else because they're making so much money selling these self-improvement books. And other ones, there are others for autobiographies, exactly the same. They'll say, don't send me something unless it's your autobiography. Now, this and section of society, non-fiction books, autobiographies, courses. You could be writing a course using your expertise. You don't have to have written a word, as long as you can persuade the publisher or the literary agent that your book deserves to be published. Then you just have to have the idea. Yeah, you need proof that, you know, send in maybe a chapter that you can actually write. But if you do that, you can get a publishing deal right there and then without having to write a single word, right? And
wow.
That comes with the cash advance.
Wow.
Yay.
So with my question regarding that, so I've heard that self-help books and children's books are your two top tiers in getting, you know, money back or getting publishing deals really quickly, especially with African-American artists.
Oh, yeah. African-American Black history, I have to say, is totally sexy right now, as you know. For good or bad reasons, you know, equally. But yes, you know, take advantage of your ethnic advantage. You know, I'm Scottish. You know, we were persecuted by the English for years and still are. Have you been watching the news? Oh my God.
I have not. I'm trying my best to stay away from the news.
Governments in a total mess, and we're even talking about blackouts, you know, that you've got outages, like 3 or 4 hours a day, because the economy's, well, on its arse, excuse me, but, children's books, absolutely, but you still have to have written the book, you have to have the characters all formed and everything, and you still have to have the whole concept. Because the wonderful thing about children's books, if you nail children's books, then, you know, you've got animations, you've got cartoons, you've got merch, right? And so, yeah, definitely. But anyway, whichever way you go, your proposal is key. It's just that if it's non-fiction, you don't have to have finished the whole book before you can get some money up front. The other good thing about that is you're not just going to, like, put your proposal together and then submit it to one publisher or submit it to one literary agent. Submit it to 40, right? And that's just the first stream. And if your idea is a goer, and you can also put a deadline, you know, I want to know whether you're interested in this by like a few weeks time, given time. And then people will come back to you. They'll like you, they'll offer you in advance, they'll try to offer you the minimum, right? Might be $1,000 or something, I don't know. But that's when everybody else finds out who else is interested in your book. And when they know that, what was it you called it? Unique, a bidding?
A bidding war.
A
bidding war.
Absolutely. You want a bidding war for your book. In the industry, they call it an auction because they like to put it nicely, right? But it's a bidding war. You might not want to take the highest cash advance offer. It's usually based in kind of along the lines of the music industry. You know, advances are based on what they think they will get back on sales in the first year. And you get the advance. And then once you've paid the advance back, then all the deal, whatever the deal is you've made, or your literary agent has made for you, then it starts to kick in. So you got your proposal. This is the most frustrating thing. That's the thing that people spend like an A4 sheet or a couple of A4 sheets on, because they think it's just like a cover letter, because you've also got your synopsis. But the proposal is absolutely key. That's the first sheet of paper they will pick up. That's the first page on your email they'll pick up. So that has to nail them. That has to absolutely grab them with your headline, who you are, what you bring to the table, support your uniquenesses. Unique.
No pun intended, huh?
I'm going to do this all through. No, I won't. But it's a beautiful. That has to nail them, and that is where people fail. Because in journalism terms, you've only got 6 seconds to pitch your story to a newspaper or magazine editor. She can't say a word within that 6 seconds that catches the editor's attention. That's the busy, the 5 deadlines a day. And it's a bit like that with publishers. When I think publishers might get more snobby about it, actually. So it's a proposal, and it's a proposal that my course is all about. I call it Nail the Proposal, Land the Book Deal.
Nice. So what are the 5 parts of that proposal? Just the titles of them. You don't have to, like, break them down, but so we have the synopsis, we have what?
The top 5 might be a bit more than that, but as we go along, I'm finding out, whether I need to add something into a different module. But it'll be at least 5 modules, and the key ones is that synopsis is absolutely key. You have to give them a little bit about who you are. You would put out all the chapters that you're going to have in the book, or that you intend to have in the book. It's okay, you don't have to stick to them, they can change, but the editor publisher will need to know a line or two. So the start is a synopsis and an outline of what your book's about. A killer headline here is essential, right? If it's a fictional book about I don't know, a baseball player going to the moon or going to space, right?
Right.
It would be such and such meets Star Trek, that kind of headline. But when we can nail that down, nail down your niche and come up with a great headline, and then a little bit about you, a little bit about what the book's about, your chapters, a line or so. So 1-2 sentences at the most about what each chapter will be. Don't worry about that, because you can change it. And then at the end, any future ideas that you've got, or any kind of key aspects that you think will jump out to the publisher. And if you've got an idea for a follow-up or a course or a workbook or, 5 book deal, put that there. Tell them this isn't the only book. If you like this book, I've got more. They want that. They don't want a one. They don't want to put all their money, because you remember, if you get this publishing deal, you've got a whole team behind you. You've got an editor, a publicist, a marketing person. You've got a team right behind you. But if you're self-publishing, you'd have to pay for yourself. So they're going to put all that investment in. They're going to put you into the shops. They're going to put the salespeople onto it. They're going to get you in the shop window, all of that onto Amazon. And so they'd be absolutely delighted to know that you've got ideas for future books. Of course, you could have a standalone book, especially if it's your autobiography. But if it's a cracking story, yes, they'll go for it. And they will want you to go away and think about another book that you could write. So that's the key one, is the synopsis. The next thing on the proposal, so that's a different thing. The proposal itself, you have to tell them who you are, why you're writing the book, what your USP is, and your unique quality, your expertise, your credentials, anything like that. It depends what book you're writing. You don't need to say, I've got a university degree in creative writing. Right? They don't care. As long as they think they can make money from you, fine. So, and a bit of a story. You know how everybody wants a bloody story these days, background.
Right.
So, yeah. So make that light up. The other key thing that they're looking for, there's about 12 elements to, that's not to say there'll be 12 modules in the course, but there's about 12 elements to your proposal that you really need to spend time on. Take the time, plenty of time. The next big thing, the next big one is your editor will want to know who's the competition, right? And that's the thing that people, when you send in a proposal, they kind of bypass it, and because they don't want the editor or the publisher to think they have competition. You know, you think that you're unique. There's nobody like you. There's no book like yours. Your expertise is one in a million. The thing is, if that's the case, why aren't there other books out there like yours or about the same subject, right?
Right.
So the editor really wants to know where you're going to go on the shelf. So you can see, well, my competition is other courses or other history books about this or other autobiographies. And then you turn it to your advantage. You make friends of your competition. And that way, that's key, because it shows the publisher that you know there's competition out there. And you're not worried about it. They're your friends. If it's an autobiography, people love autobiographies. They want to know what the next one is that's coming up. If it's self-improvement or beauty or something, they want to know. They've read all the books on that shelf. They've bought them all. They've bought them for presents for them. They've read them in the library. They're looking for more. You're the one that can give them the next big book. They'll love it. So that's the kind of energy you need to put into how excited you are about sitting on the shelves and taking your deserved place in amongst all your competition. So that's the second big one. That's the third now big one. The other thing is, these days, you know, they don't have the budget they used to have to pay for you to go touring on signing book signings and intertels and appearing on television. They don't have that budget these days. They used to have it. It's brilliant and great fun. But so they want to know that you can contribute, so you'll be part of the team and you'll be happy to do signings. You know, they don't want you to say, well, I'm only going to do it in this state, but not New Jersey, because that's too far away. You've got to be prepared to use your social media, and you know, a lot of you guys in there are brilliant at that. If you're not, find someone that is, because it'll be worth it. Go to Unique. She's a cracking. I've learned so much from her. Every minute she comes out with some gem. So, yeah, most definitely. But do your social media. Do reels. It doesn't matter what you do. Do reels dancing about with a picture of your perceived book cover. That can change as well, because you'll have a whole design team to work on your book cover as well, and your fonts and all that. You'll be sitting right in the centre of it, telling them, I want this, I want that.
Nice.
So they need to know that, and if you know editors, if you know famous people, if you know well-respected people in your field, if you don't, get to know them, follow them on LinkedIn, get connected with them, ask them the name of their kids and how their dog's doing, right, doesn't matter. get to know these people. Because if you can get a really respected person or indie famous to write the foreword for your book, so you'll write your introduction, but it's always good to have a good foreword, isn't it, by somebody a fan's name. Put that in your proposal. I've got this, and this. They're prepared to do a foreword. Another key thing is, what's the other key thing? Yeah, just schmooze. Between now and whenever, just schmooze. Get to know the radio guys that you can phone up and put yourself over to an expert for any talk shows they've got. all of this and more, and we would go into this in depth. So I don't want anyone to say, oh my gosh, this is far too much, I can't do that, because there's a lot more to it as well. See, you know, there is a lot to it, but you need it because that's what's going to get you there, isn't it?
Right.
So lots of things, and anyone you know that you instead of asking, waiting till the book's out and ask for a testimonial from people, suggest, you know, put it out on social media and say, I'm thinking of writing this book, or I'm thinking of, and any positive, you know, signs that you get back, if people say, oh my God, that's a great idea for a book, yeah, I'd love that. Put that in your proposal as well, testimonials. So there's that and loads more. I'll fill it up for you, and we'll do workshops, we'll hone down, and we'll bring out all the things you're worried about and just make them completely normal, and we'll highlight all your good stuff, and we'll go through it until the end. And at the end, I can't promise you that every publisher in the world will be running down your street after you, but I can promise you, you'll have cracked the best proposal you could ever put forward.
That's so awesome. So Nola, tell everybody where they can find you, you know, what, how they can get connected to your program. Like, what's your social media? What is your website name? Tell everybody that.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I had real trouble getting in here. I'm sorry I was late, Unique, because my email's gone. I don't know. It's flown into the ether somewhere. So I'm scared to give you my email in case people get it, you know, pinged back to them. So the best thing to do is... on the launch, I'll have a link specifically for this, but back channel me book here, or DM me the word book on Instagram. That's the best place to get me just now. And then when we get together in the course, we'll get to know each other a lot better.
So tell everybody tell everybody your Instagram.
Oh bloody hell, I forgot that. The Instagram is really I intended it for my voiceover, so it's at voiceover Glasgow, VoiceOverGlasgow, Glasgow, Glasgowor I think you can probably just get me under my name, Nola Norton. Oh, the very best place to get me is LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, I'm just Noella Norton, or Voice Over Glasgow. You'll get me there for sure. That's the best place, to be honest. I didn't think about that. So how is that, Unique? Is that enough?
Yes, that is awesome. Let me do a closeout, and then I'll come back and talk to you.
Okie doke. Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We just have Ms. Nola Norton on the website. And make sure you follow her on Instagram. She will be tagged in these posts. Make sure you pay, get, if you're on Clubhouse, make sure you follow her on Clubhouse, so that you can get more information about writing a book. Make sure that you follow her Instagram, look at her bio, everything that you need to do. Hit her up on LinkedIn. All her information will be in the bottom of this chat on all these platforms. So if you're on Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, or I'm not on Facebook. It'll probably be posted on Facebook. But any of the platforms that you hear me on, just DM me, find this on Instagram, and you can follow her on Instagram as well and send her a message on there and on LinkedIn. So I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and we'll be signing off right now. Everybody, I hope you guys have an awesome day and an awesome night, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.